B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
How you doing, Stanky Lane?
You know I went a year without touching myself?
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Ammonia is not contagious.
What is not contagious?
Ammonia.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall Dick, where you at?
5-15-75.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
If you could have a superpower, what would that one superpower be?
Man, this is like a time machine.
Being invisible.
Is this time machine count?
Yeah, let's do it. We could build a time machine right here.
If I could just be like, I want to be in Florida right now, and then, boom, I'm in Florida.
That'd be more like a transporter. Like,
yeah, is that a superpower?
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
Tom Fox, he throws down the middle for Gronkowski. Somehow makes the catch, bringing it in with his left hand, just shy of the goal line.
Are you kidding me? It's the play of the year.
Oh, my.
It is the play of the year.
This play action of Brady across the middle has Gronkowski. Slips out of the tackle, and down the field he goes. Gronkowski to the end zone for the touchdown. An acrobatic play, and a catch to the Denver one.
Freak show.
Boston, who's getting wild tonight? Gronkowski makes the grab at the 20, spins away from the defender, stiff arms another, carries across the 15, to the 10, to the 5, Gronk leaps to the end zone, touchdown Patriot!
Beast mode, can't stop him!
Hola, mi amo Roberto. Yo soy Fiesta.
And there's only one thing you can deflate.
These nuts!
Takes the step, looks across the middle, he's pressured, throws to the end zone for Gronkowski, touchdown! Game with 12 seconds to go.
How does he stay in bounds?
Here's Brady over the top. Open is Gronkowski. He gets away and he has it inside the 20. They're not going to catch him. 76 yards to Gronk. He's got Gronkowski.
One more. I got 69 touchdowns. You know what I mean.
Gronkowski makes the grab left feet. Stiff arms the defender at the 25. Step free at the 20. Back to the 15 10. Gronkowski dives to the goal line. His third touchdown.
Beast mode. Protein bars for everybody. Energy, energy. This guy's amped up, man.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Yo soy Fiesta.
Ready, dropping back, looking to throw. Tom's going to throw for the back of the end zone, left corner. And that ball is going to be caught. Diving receiver, Rob Gronkowski. Touchdown, Patriots.
Rob Gronkowski, a first down.
A little nutcracker, dude. That's guarding the house.
Five of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich, and that sucks. Rob Gronkowski, we'll never see another guy like him. The one guy that, out of nowhere, gave the Patriots locker room a personality. Because before he showed up, no one was allowed to say anything or do anything that showed any kind of sentiment other than we do what Bill says, we say what Bill tells us to say, and that's it. And then here comes Rob Gronkowski that did everything his own way and kind of broke the mold. But this morning we'll be talking about Rob and kind of celebrating him as a Patriot and as a character. Who knows what the hell he's going to go into, but we will speculate the hell out of that all morning long. But in the meantime, Mr. Adam Jones filling in for Fred this morning, which is good. 617-779-0985 if you have any comments on Rob Gronkowski. We talked a lot about him this morning. Also at 8:30, I know that there's a lot of big wrestle heads here at the station, as well as many of our listeners. Elias will be on with us. Elias, a man who travels with a guitar. I don't know if he'll be bringing it in this morning.
That'd be great. But do a little Bronson Arroyo impromptu concert.
Okay.
Great.
Bronson Arroyo, top 10 most surprising interviews.
I'd say top five.
Yeah, so Bronson Arroyo
was good.
Oh, yeah.
He was excellent.
He was amazing.
We used to kind of rip on him and kind of, you know, make fun of him for being kind of douchey with the guitar and all this stuff and the cornrows and everything. And he came in and basically agreed with everything we'd ever said about him. And he was like, yeah, I was pretty douchey. My cornrows look ridiculous. And I look at it, and yeah, you know, he goes, I used to play Creed songs, and he goes, I still kind of like Creed.
And he was unapologetic for all of it. It was great.
And I was like, you know what? This is all. And he couldn't have been cooler, Bronson Arroyo. But speaking of interviews, I went back into the archives. Now, one of the things about Rob Gronkowski is that we knew from the moment he was drafted that he was going to be something special as far as a personality because of Mike Lockhart. So Mike Lockhart, as you know, because he's the fantasy football guru, works on the show. He's also like a draft nut.
Working on his first mock draft as we speak.
Ah,
he's watched the combine. It's time.
It's about time.
Yes.
Well, when Rob Gronkowski was drafted, you remember he was up on the stage and all of his brothers and his dad were up there. And remember they all got in a circle and started doing the gronk, 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 yeah, which was kind of interesting and funny. But Mike came in and goes, guys, this dude's going to be a star. He goes, not only if he's healthy is he going to be like an excellent addition to the team, but the guy is like really like kind of crazy and funny in the best sort of way. He goes, I don't know how it's going to fit in with the Patriots, but I got a feeling this dude's going to be a star. So what we did is on Mike's insistence, on his knowledge of who this guy was, we reached out and said, hey, let's try to get this guy on, you know, see how he does, and maybe it'll be like a once a week thing. So it was either his first or his second season.
Whatever, I don't think they allow wherever he was with the porn star, that was the year we had.
It was the B.B. Jones year, yeah, which I think might have been his second
I think
season.
You might be right about that.
Because the first one, I don't think the Patriots will allow anyone to do that.
And that makes
a lot
of sense.
So he was just kind of coming into his own. So, but we had been telling them, even the whole first year, listen, we want to have Rob Gronkowski. So for a year, every Monday, we had Rob Gronkowski on the show. And the interviews were all over the place. I mean, sometimes they
we
were.
Asked him what concert he went to. He said, "Yeah, I went to see Dave and the Matthews."
Yeah, I mean,
it was great.
So I mean, there were some times where just we didn't quite connect, and then there'd be some times where it was just brilliant. I mean, the dude was really funny, and we got to know him. And so I went back through the archives this morning, and it was kind of fun, and pick some of my favorite moments from when Rob Gronkowski was pure Rob. You know, I mean, he wasn't tainted by success. You know, he was still kind of an up-and-coming player. And that year that we had him on, I guess it was the second year, you look at some of the stats and the stuff that he did in that year and then the year afterwards. I mean, he had like 3 years in a row where he was just an absolute maniac. The numbers you're putting up are head-spinning. But his personality was kind of coming out. We learned a lot about his family. We talked to him about the B.B. Jones incident, which, by the way, was completely unfair how that got blown up into anything. He dude took a picture with a porn star. And remember how, like, everyone flipped out? And there are all these sanctimonious, like, NFL writers saying, whoa, this isn't a good look for Mr. Rob Gronkowski.
He had to apologize to Robert Kraft.
He didn't apologize. He didn't have to apologize because we asked him about it. And what had happened was, like, Robert had seen him in the hallway and was just like, I think the way he said it was, you realize that, and it's kind of got a different meaning now. He goes, you realize that, you know, people are always going to be watching you now. And they're always going to be taking pictures of you. They're always going to be judging you. Just watch what you're doing. He didn't tell him. He didn't make him apologize. He didn't. It was just like a little informal conversation that was done in the hallway. That's another thing that was completely blown out of proportion was that he had to go and grovel to ownership and Bill Belichick. None of that happened. And it was good that even he kind of dealt with this when talking to him. He was open to talking about it. He wasn't scared about it. I mean, he went to go see his friends. There was a girl they knew was a porn star. The best part about it was that he traveled with his own jersey.
That's right.
Like, that, to me, was the funniest part of the whole thing. Like, she's holding up his jersey. Like, hang on. Rob Gronkowski goes on, like, road trips and brings his own jersey on an off week. Like, that is
when
weird.
You hit a college campus in Arizona, man. I mean, that's where you made your mark.
Well, that was just like,
I'm going back to where my stomping ground. I'm a star. Check it out, man. See, this jersey proves it.
I'm a star. Time to plow through the old playing field.
He's 24. Of course he did.
Yeah, that was great.
23, whatever he was.
But, you know, so I went back and I pulled some stuff and later on the show, we'll go back down memory lane with when Rob Gronkowski was, you know, young and untainted, and he still doesn't seem that dated. Let's go to Derek on line one. What's up, Derek? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Just a question about his about his cap hit. Now, his retirement frees up like $9 million, so now they're roughly about $11 million under the cap. And what if he's trying to do a solid for us? Does he have to re-sign if he comes back to a new deal, or would his old deal trump in and they'd have to pay him that money back?
You know, that's a good question. Like, because, I mean, we'll kind of get into this a little bit later on. There was that theory that was thrown out there by Willie McGinnis, which I don't believe. And even when he said it, I was like, I don't think that would ever happen. But Willie McGinnis is Willie McGinnis, and he's plugged into the organization, obviously. You know, he knows a hell of a lot more than any of us do as far as what's going on behind the scenes. But it did seem like a strange theory. To him, he said, you know, what if Rob Gronkowski would retire and then possibly come back? I think he said week 10. Like, and come back, like, later on in the season.
They Why wouldn't you believe that?
Because that sounds like, because here's what I thought that they would have done. I thought that they would have kept him, but he would have had some sort of injury at the beginning of the season to where essentially he didn't play until week 10. Now that he's retired, I just think that once you're out, you're out.
I don't think there's any contractual loophole that the caller's getting to. I mean, I don't think there's any workaround in that way. And I don't know what this money does for them. Like, what does this saved money do for them, right? Like, how does that really do them a solid? Who's out there to go get
Jared Cook, ladies and gentlemen?
I mean, you're right. We're kind of late in the game for that.
Yeah, doing them a solid would have been letting them know the day after the Super Bowl. I don't know that this is doing them a solid.
Well, that's another thing, is that now that he's announced his retirement, there's a lot of writers saying what they knew when they knew it, and that's all interesting, too. I just wish people would tell us when they know things,
right,
when they find out the things.
That'd be nice.
Because it would be, you know, it would make a little more sense. I don't know. We'll get into a lot of that. Also, where the Patriots are now in the tight end situation.
Just receiver situation. Yeah, total.
All around.
I mean, the worst year, I think, and Jones, maybe back me up on this, the worst year I can think of in the Brady era was 2006.
Yeah.
Rishe Caldwell, 35-year-old Troy Brown.
Jabbar Gaffney off the street.
Not Ben Coates. Who was their first-round draft pick from Georgia?
Chad Jackson? He was
a tight end.
Oh, Ben Watson.
Doug Gabriel.
Yeah,
they had a really set of horrible receivers. They went to the AFC Championship game and should have won it. They blew the big lead in Indianapolis. That's the worst year I can remember.
Yeah, I'd agree. 13 was pretty bad, too. The Dobson rookie year was pretty
bad. Yeah, that was pretty bad. I think 06 might beat that. What they have right now, and I understand it's only the end of March, but there aren't a lot of free agents out there. I don't know. This team has a horrible record of drafting wide receivers. I mean, this might be the worst one. I can't think of one worse than this. What they have now on the roster, it's a 32-year-old Edelman and everybody else.
Well, Belichick's made a statement. Robert Kraft has made two statements, actually, over the last couple of days. And we will get to the one about Rob first and all the other news and the latest on Rob Gronkowski retiring. We're taking your calls in the morning, 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
.985 Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich, and no soy fiesta.
Big five, Brady. Throw down the middle. Gronk is open to the 15, angling left to the 10. He runs away from a defender. He runs to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
You can only hold him down for so long. It's the big Gronk spike.
Oh yeah. Well, the NFL sucks a hell of a lot more this morning with the departure of Rob Gronkowski, who announced his retirement yesterday on Instagram, saying, "quote It all started 20 years old. I all started at 20 years old on a stage at the NFL draft when my dream came true. And now here I am about to turn 30 in a few months with a decision I feel is the biggest of my life so far. By the way, just the fact that it's been just under 10 years and his numbers are still as ridiculous as they are.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's insane. He goes, I'll be retiring from a game of football today. I'm so grateful for the opportunity that Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick gave to me when drafting my silliness in 2010. My life experiences over the last 9 years have been amazing, both on and off the field. The people I have met, the relationships I have built, the championships I've been a part of. I just want to thank the whole New England Patriots organization for every opportunity I have been given and giving the new learning of great values that I can apply to mine. Thank you to all of Pat's Nation around the world for the incredible support since I have been a part of this first-class organization, blah, 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 blah. And then he says, it was truly an incredible honor for me to play for such a great established organization and to be able to come in to continue to contribute to building success. To all my current and past teammates, thank you for making each team every year special to be a part of. I will truly miss you guys. Cheers to all been a part of this journey. Cheers to the past for the incredible memories, and a huge cheers to the uncertainty of what comes next. And what does he do now? Who the hell knows? But he won't have to destroy his body over and over again and play through agonizing pain that reportedly and very visibly he dealt with all last season. How much of a shock is this to you guys?
So I am shocked he actually went through with it. Like, it's not like it was off the radar. We talked about it all last year. We've talked about it since the day the Super Bowl ended. Will he? Won't he? I'm very surprised, and this was a shift for me because all last year I expected it. Until the AFC title game and Super Bowl, how he played and how, I don't know, he seemed reinvigorated by the chase of a title, the accomplishment. Brady continued to, it seemed like, kind of drag him along and, hey, really encourage him that we need you. And I thought he would take another kick at the can. So I am legitimately pretty surprised that this is how it went down. And I think a lot of it, obviously, was physical with him. I do wonder if they made it a little more worth his while if he'd be willing to put up with the physical aspect.
I'm not surprised at all. The only reason I would be a little surprised is we had reports after the season was over that he was in the facility, he was working out, he was feeling fine, and I thought, oh, okay, maybe I'm wrong. But seeing him at the end of the season, or seeing him all of last year and seeing what the Patriots had to do just to get him out on the field, obviously his body was failing him. And obviously, it's not a good game plan to be a power guy and constantly run over people in this game. There are people as big as you that are chasing you down. And regardless of how large you think you are, all those hits take a toll. I watching him play the last year or two, I thought it was a foregone conclusion that he was done at the end of this year. The only reason I was taken off guard is those reports that he was working out at the end of the season.
And what took so long? Like, if you're retiring and you know you're retiring, usually that's pretty quick.
He wanted to make sure. I don't know. He wanted to wait a couple of months to see if his body responded.
And maybe he waited to find out whether the Patriots were going to cut a salary. I mean, that's something behind the scenes that we don't know about.
See, that's what I think. I still think Gronk could be playing if... I think Gronk would play at the right number. Now, does that mean he wanted a pay increase? Does that mean they wanted him to take a pay cut?
You really think that he asked, he went to them and said, you know what,
I don't know.
After the last season
I think Gronk would play for a number. That's what I think.
I think it was either he went in and said 10 million.
Maybe they asked him to take a pay cut.
That's
what
I'm
suggesting, and he doesn't want to do it. Maybe he asked for more, and they said no.
Yeah.
I think there's a number he would play for.
Well,
the
question was, why did it take this long? And I think there might have been a little bit of back and forth between Rosenhaus and the Patriots as to whether or not they were going to keep his salary what it was, or they're going to ask him for a pay cut. And maybe in the end it was, if they're going to keep my salary exactly what it was supposed to be, then I'll play. But if they decide to cut it, I think I'm just not going to, it's not worth it to me. And maybe that's why it came to this point.
I believe something like that happened. Again, either that or he said, guys, last year I wanted an increase. You gave me incentive-based increases, and that wasn't enough. I'm not doing that again.
Well,
there's this too. Tom Curran wrote, and he's written it a bunch. This is not the first time, but he wrote about it again today. Maybe he was waiting to see what they did. Maybe he said, if you guys make it a little easier on me and I have some help at tight end or help at receiver, then I'll come back. But that has not been the case, as we discussed. That's as bare bones as it gets.
Well, if you remember during Super Bowl week, you know, Rob kind of gave all of us somewhat of a peek into what he was physically going through on a daily basis. Remember when he said the season is a grind, it's up. And by the way, it was such an un-Rob Gronkowski-like statement that it really stood out. It was this moment of pure honesty. And as he said, silliness was completely gone. He said, the season is a grind. It's up and down. I'm not going to lie and sit here and say every week is the best. Not at all. You go up, you go down. Sometimes you take some serious hits. Try to imagine getting hit all the time and trying to be where you want to be every day in life. It's tough. It's difficult to take hits to the thigh, to take hits to your head, abusing your body. It isn't what your brain wants. When your body's abused, it can bring down your mood. You have to be able to deal with that too throughout the season. You have to be able to deal with all of that going into games. And that was like one of those moments you're like, dude, if Rob Gronkowski's saying that, it's a big deal. I mean, he is, and you saw it on his face every single game. And in that same current article you're talking about after the Super Bowl, he was saying, look how messed up
his thigh was.
Yeah, it was like, touch that. He like actually told him to like touch like a bruise on it. And he goes, is that the worst? And Tommy Curran said, is that the worst it's ever been? He goes, no, this happens all the time. And he goes, I just don't know if I'll be able to walk.
That's why I thought he was gone to begin with.
Well, I mean, he wasn't able to do that appearance on Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. He had to hold off for a couple days because he couldn't get out of bed. I mean, and it wasn't from drinking and partying. It was because he was so beat up, he couldn't get out of bed. Now, there was speculation ever since that afterwards he might do something like this to be in the movies. However, Mike Giardi tweeted yesterday, quote, my understanding is that Gronk had already signed or agreed to a deal with a film or TV company prior to the Super Bowl. And once again, we like Mike, but that would have been nice to know the last month and a half. But according to Ian Rappaport, even the Patriots didn't know that Rob Gronkowski was retiring.
The Patriots, in their planning, they thought, based on his personal views, based on the fact that he didn't have any major injuries, he was in shape, he was working out, they thought he was going to come in and play. And, you know, I think by now they all probably know the news, but tentatively in their plans, they thought he was going to be there. And obviously now goes out on top on the way to Canton. But for the team, a pretty significant loss here.
Well, the speculation is that, and we can actually ask a member of the WWE when he comes in, but you know, WrestleMania is right around the corner, and then he's going to show up at that. Byrne, why are you shaking your head like that's ridiculous? Like, that's utterly ridiculous. It has been mentioned
at all.
Well, there's an event at the Garden tonight, too, which is, of course, you know,
this,
if he's
this
here
has
in town.
Vince McMahon written all over it.
No, honestly, why are you shaking your head? Because for years,
I don't think Elias is going to bring it up. I don't think he cares. I think he's being character. He doesn't care about himself.
Well, that's fine, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to ask him about it. But you think that there's a chance Rob Gronkowski could show up? It's WrestleMania, right? Do I have the right event? Okay. So you're not shaking your head that you don't think he would do it, right?
Well, he'd do it, but I don't think Elias will bring it up.
Well, I'll bring it up. I'll ask him.
I know, but I think he's going to be so in character all about himself that he's not going to talk about Gronk at all.
Dude, these guys are pros.
I know they are.
They get...
I know, but still.
You're intimidated by Elias, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
it's kind of like saying, you know, Indiana Jones is going to be in studio. No, Harrison Ford's going to be in studio. We're going to ask Harrison, but he's Indiana Jones. These guys always, like, you know, they pull down the third wall. They're usually pretty cool in studio. Oh, man. He is so into wrestling, man. He is nervous. You're nervous. You're nervous he's coming in, aren't you? You can't wait to meet him. Yeah. The whole Kowloon crew, I heard, is coming in this morning.
Sarge, how many belts does Sarge bring in?
I think three. See, I like it when Sarge comes in when the wrestlers are here. It always makes me laugh.
No,
Is it common the whole Kowloon crew's in? I guarantee. I mean, it's got to be common. Sarge is here. But
I like it. They're truly into these dudes. And it's funny, too, because like a lot of these guys, you know, because I don't watch wrestling like they do, but, you know, like they're kind of freaking out in the other room, and to me, he's just like a guy who's a good entertainer. All these wrestlers are great. Like everyone who comes in, they've all been like fantastic, and they're all very funny, and you know why they're superstars. But it is kind of funny interviewing somebody that you just don't really know how big they are. And in the other room, you've got like grown men like shaking with like autograph pads and weight belts and stuff like that.
Three belts for Sarge.
Is it three? You think it'll bring three?
I think it's three belts, and he'll carry one on each shoulder, and then the third one in another hand. Three belts.
Oh. Good for him, man.
Yep.
Good for him. Hopefully it will make his year. Well, we will take your calls on Rob Gronkowski, 617-779-0985. On top of that, how about the Celtics just like farting away the last several games of the season? That's not a good look. We will get into that just a little bit right after John Walk's headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Get the app.
Check this out.
Get Boston's home for sports at your fingertips. Listen live or download a podcast. 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's an app. Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow The Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yeah, we got to the Super Bowl. We're going to the ship. We're going to the ship.
Yeah,
ship.
Hola.
Ship.
Me llamo Roberto.
Ship.
Yo soy fiesta.
Ship.
Everybody knows he's not that bright. But when it comes down to game time, he just wants to see you.
Yo soy fiesta.
It was just too much fun going through old Rob Gronkowski clips this morning as we were getting ready for the show, and we were getting like the montages ready and all the old sound bites. And there are ones that I had completely forgotten about. It's Touch and Rich, by the way. Adam Jones filling in this morning. There's moments that I completely forgot happened. Like this during an interview. I don't even know what year this was, when this happened, but he's talking to, I don't know if this is Levin Reed. I forget who this is, but he's talking to a reporter, and this kind of ended with a wow.
We're a Rob Gronkowski, the sexiest man on the New England Patriots, and he dared me to say that, and nothing about the sexiest man on the team.
We got to give that to one of the linemen today. All the linemen are sexy. They got that sexy body and everything, so they played a great job. They're the ones who should get laid tonight, those linemen.
All right. Be good.
Once again, we're kind of used to it now, but do you remember how jarring that was coming out of a Patriot?
Pure.
Oh my God. Like before Rob Gronkowski, everyone was petrified to talk to the media. Everyone was just like, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, it was Bill Belichick. And when he did it, the best thing about it was that he was so good that they couldn't even tell him to stop talking like that. It was like, dude, whatever it takes for Rob to do what he's doing, we're cool with it. And all of a sudden, there was some sort of personality that came out of the locker room. And when you had Rob Gronkowski and Akeem Tlaib in the locker room at the same time, oh my God. I mean, it was a gift for all of us. After years of just nobody saying anything, and then you've got, Tom Brady throwing bombs, he's on my team, and you got Rob Gronkowski losing his mind about the lineman getting laid. Oh, I mean, dude, it was the best. Like, for a moment, like, the Patriots, as much as everyone always hated the Patriots, I don't care who you were, what fan of what team, you couldn't hate Rob Gronkowski. You just couldn't hate the guy. Now, the Jets, obviously, you know, the New York Daily News, I think it was the Post, had an article this morning.
Today. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
they had the Weekend at Gronkies thing from like last year, right?
Which I have to admit, that Photoshop was fantastic.
Pretty good.
It was Belichick and Brady carrying around Rob Gronkowski.
That sounds right, yeah.
As Bernie, Bernie from Weekend at Bernie's. I mean, even if Rob Gronkowski saw that, he probably would have thought that the picture was funny, the Photoshop. And that was Manish Mehta, I believe. And he went all in on how, you know, busted up he is. And Rob would be the first to admit it now. I mean, he said that at Super Bowl week, as I read you that quote. And they're kind of right now celebrating that he's finally gone and it's done with, and everyone's getting a little happy over there. But I mean, even if you hated the Patriots, it was almost impossible to hate Rob Gronkowski. And I've seen some people already start speculating about, you know, first ballot Hall of Famer. Well, I don't see how he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. When you look at all of the records that he has and just what he was able to accomplish in those 9 years, there's about one or two people out there who are the hey, look at me's who are doubting whether or not he's going to be. Matter of fact, I can make a prediction because today is going to be the first day the talking heads are all talking about it, you know, on TV. I don't even think like Kellerman is going to say that he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Of course he is. Because that's what Kellerman does.
I'm sorry. Hang on. Not a Hall of Famer or not a first ballot Hall of Famer?
First ballot Hall of Famer.
Not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Okay.
I think
he's a Hall of Famer. Everyone agrees on that, right?
Of course he is.
Well, Karen Grigian a couple of weeks ago already wrote about how there are people out there who believe he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. Don't.
What's their justification?
There's only...
It's longevity. That's it. He didn't do it long enough, and that's it. And I think that's stupid, but that will be the logic.
But he holds records for above people who did play longer than he did.
Take a look at his first 5 years. They're unparalleled.
Well, he holds a lot of... he certainly holds a ton of postseason records, but again, the Patriots play in a million playoff games.
Second all-time in career touchdown catches.
Yep.
Bar none.
Right.
Jerry Rice is the only guy who's better than him.
But he's that gets you in.
I am not... He is a first ballot Hall of Famer, and to me, he's the greatest tight end ever. Not just the most dominant, the greatest tight end ever. But if people are going to poke holes in it, where is he all time in receptions? Where is he all time in yards? So that's what they're going to pick apart and say, well, he doesn't deserve to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. But Tony Gonzalez just got in on the first ballot, and it's not even debatable. Gronk was more dominant than Tony Gonzalez. You can debate if he was better or greater. It's not debatable that he was more dominant.
Gonzalez had longevity. That was the only thing that was different.
And if Gonzalez is going to get in on the first ballot, then I think Gronk absolutely should.
That's the thing. And you see it across all sports. Guys that were brilliant for a shorter period of time but were so good they were the best in the league for a 5 or 6 year block always get in. Pedro Martinez had those 5 or 6 years where he was unbelievably good during the steroid era.
I don't think Terrell Davis was a first ballot Hall of Famer.
No, but Davis is a good point. Terrell Davis, not good for a long period of time, great for about 4 or 5 years.
And Terrell Davis should be in. Like, if you're that dominant...
Very good point.
You should be in. Kofax, you know, Gale Sayers, Gronk, like that.
Yeah.
Gronk is in that discussion.
Yeah, you take a look at Gale Sayers, a good example, too, the Chicago Bears. Not a running back that was around for 10 or 15 years, but for 5 or 6 years, he was the best in the game. And he made the Hall of Fame. And Gronk was the best at his position for 5 or 6 of those 9 years. And he had better receiving numbers than a bunch of tight ends. He had 18 touchdowns his second year. The year we had him, Rich, 17 touchdown receptions, led the NFL in that category, even had a rushing score that year.
It's TNR bump.
Yeah, right.
That's a good point.
It's the early days of the TNR bump.
That's right.
Best year he ever had.
That's right.
Jake DeBrusque, baby.
That's a good point.
Well, Rob Gronkowski ends with his final career stats, or does he? 522 catches, 7,861 yards, 79 touchdowns, 5 Pro Bowls, 4 first-team All-Pros, 3 Super Bowl rings. I mean, it's tough to look at those numbers and not go, I don't care how long you played, that gets you in. But once again, you're going to try. As I said, I don't even think someone like Max Kellerman is going to come out and say, by the way, I've always thought it was stupid what ballot you are to get into a Hall of Fame.
Agreed.
If you're good enough to get in, you're good enough to get in.
Yes.
And I hate this. It's like, oh, now, to me, that just seems very masturbatory of the voters.
It's not as much of a thing in football, I don't think. In baseball, it is a...
It's everything.
It is a masturbatory thing in baseball. In football, I don't think it's as much, but again, I was kind of trying to rack my brain on that when Garigian wrote that story like a month ago. He should be in on the first ballot. And I'm with you. The whole first ballot discussion is annoying, but
that's what separates. Rightly or wrongly, that's what separates you. Yeah. Across all sports.
Are you a no-brainer? Was there debate? Exactly. Was there back and forth? And there shouldn't be any with Gronk.
I just am wondering now. Now I keep thinking of Willie McGinnis. Because that's like, I mean, that's the one thing that now just sticks out.
Yeah.
Like, how do you pull that off? Like, and you're right. How would that affect the money that the Patriots can spend? I don't even know the ways and hows of how you would do that.
I don't pretend to know all the ins and outs of the CBA. The best I think they could do, and this is just me talking completely out of my ass, there's no way they're going to just get away with it. Like, it's a loophole and that money's just gone. I wonder if there's a way it pushes to like next year's cap. I'd have to do more research on that, but yeah, I don't.
Or you just can't bring him back if you're at the cap.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on the contract. I don't think they're going to magically get out of his cap number and then bring him back. I guess is what I was
sure.
There have to be punishments.
Will he return though?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
But Willie McGinnis saying that at least puts that doubt in your head.
That's the thing, and you see this with a lot of athletes. They retire, their body feels like crap. They put it through. If you give Gronk 6 months of no football activity at all,
maybe his body starts to feel a little bit better.
Or maybe he's like, this is awesome. I don't have to go to meetings. I don't have to do any of this.
This is
the greatest decision I've ever made.
Maybe Gronk's the exception. Maybe it is. But you see it with head coaches. You see it with athletes across all four sports. You know, all of a sudden, it's kind of like an itch you can't scratch. Right, and then he gets the feeling to play again.
We'll take your calls next. 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Org. There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Cutcher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Receivers right, trips left, Brady takes the snap. He finds Gronkowski with a really open at the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
98.5 Sports Hub, it is Toucher and Rich. Let's go to Tim on line one. Tim, what's up, man? You are on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, guys, hey.
Hey.
I just think it's too coincidental. With Rob being in Boston tonight, it looks to me like, you know, Mania being 2 weeks away, I'd be shocked if he wasn't there tonight. It looks to me like maybe he went to them and said, I'm going to take a bump tonight unless you don't give me a pay cut. Or, you know, I'm going to take bumps tonight on Ron. I'm going to go to Mania. And they probably said, no, you know, we need you healthy. So I'd be shocked, borderline shocked, if he wasn't there tonight.
Well, I listen, him being at the at WWE tonight, I would say the chances are 50-50. 50-50 that he shows up tonight.
Do we know he's in Boston? The caller just said that very matter-of-factly.
No. Here's one thing we do know, is that a week ago, he was in Miami. Because there was he was doing like hot yoga or something
that.
Saw the picture, right.
So we know he was there then. I don't know where he is now, but I would have to think if the WWE indeed signed him, and this is maybe the contract that Mike Giardi was referring to.
Interesting.
If they signed him... If you wanted to get a massive pop, like a huge welcome to the WWE, what do? You get him on TV while he is the sports story over the last 24 hours. Like, he is the biggest story right now in the NFL. He's in a lot of places, he's bigger than what's going on with March Madness.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Rob Gronkowski retiring is a massive sports story. So if you're the WWE and you indeed just signed him to a contract and he is going to appear at WrestleMania in 2 weeks, don't you got to put him on tonight?
Yeah.
Sure you do. And in Boston?
Yeah, I was just going to say, and it's Boston, yeah.
You have to do that. I'm thinking 75% he's going to be
on tonight. I know. It's an awfully big coincidence. I think it's more than 75%.
Well, if that's what he's doing. What if he's doing something different?
Well, I mean, that may be the case, and that's where the 25% comes from. But right. I mean,
but you think it's that overwhelming that's what he's doing?
I'm starting to feel that, because I know that's been thrown out there for so long, and the fact that he had a TV / some sort of contract, like, who gives out contracts?
Yeah, well, and I guess that's true. It's not like doing that would preclude him from being in movies or anything.
Sure,
like
if you had a movie deal, it wouldn't be like you had a it was some sort of media. Oh, here it is. He goes, my understanding is that Gronk had already signed or agreed to a deal with a film / TV company prior to the Super Bowl. That to me sounds like a wrestling contract, like a year-long Ronda Rousey type deal where we'll give you, what was it speculated, like $4 or $5 million, and she did essentially a bunch of appearances on Raw, and then she ended up wrestling in the bigger events.
Yep.
And for him to, and what a better time to, for him to launch it at WrestleMania. So the chances are, I'm going to go 75% that Rob Gronkowski is going to show up tonight.
Here tonight
at the TD Garden. And I'm sure Elias will tell us whether or not that is true when he's in studio. Elias ain't going to tell you that. Bird's like, Elias ain't going to give that up. He's not going to tell you. Well, we're going to ask him.
He's in character.
Of course, he's in character. Let's go to Kevin on line two. What's up, Kevin? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Guys, good morning.
Hey.
Well, one quick thing about where Gronk is right now. If he's in the continental U.S., it doesn't matter because he can always fly in here tonight. Two things about Gronk being a first-ballot Hall of Famer. He's the only tight end in NFL history to lead the league in touchdown receptions in a year, and he's tied with Moss for the most total touchdown receptions in the first 2 years of his career. So he's obviously set the bar extremely high. But you guys last break left off with his contract and money and whatnot. He's got $2 million of dead cap money, which they got to pay. But his $9.5 million that he was slotted for this year, once the Patriots today, which they will, put him on the reserve retire list.
So that money goes away if he actually retires. We were talking about, in theory, if he came back.
Yeah, what if he came back in Week 10? You know what Willie McGinnis was talking about.
Well, what's going to happen is today the Patriots are going to put him on the reserve retired list, so they still have his rights. Once that gets filed, his $9.5 million salary that was slotted for him this year becomes available to the Patriots. But it's like IR, where they're going to have to, by Week 10 in the NFL, let the NFL know if he's going to be back for the season.
Okay.
So,
and then what if he comes back? They owe him the whole money, or does it push to next year's cap?
No, what happens is once he does the reserve retired, once they file that reserve retired paperwork, his 9.5 goes back on the cap, which essentially means they need to come up with a new contract for him playing the rest of the year at all.
Got it.
Oh God, my head's gonna explode.
So basically, if he came back, there's no cap benefit. There's no loophole, which I didn't think there was.
In the end, it doesn't matter. They always find a way around this stuff. And
well,
that's
true.
They always somehow find a way. And to be quite honest, I guarantee you, a little bit of money like that wouldn't prevent them. They really want to bring Rob Gronkowski back. They're going to bring Rob Gronkowski back in one way or the other. And as I said, it was something that seems so out there, from left field, that I think that Willie McGinnis might actually know something.
Well, you said if they want to bring him back, they'll bring him back. What if he just wanted to come back at his number? And we all didn't think it was far-fetched that maybe they would ask him to take less.
Well, I mean, that's two different scenarios, because you're right. I mean, that might be the reason it took a little while.
But if that's what it takes to get him back, I don't know that they do whatever it take to get him back if they have to pay him that number.
But you see, I think that it's one or the other. I think it's either they didn't give him his number and he's out,
yep,
and he's done, or it's, all right, here's the thing. Why don't you retire? We'll bring you back. It happens. Look at Jason Witten. He just came back. Everyone loves that Jason Witten's back. It's going to happen. You know what? And everyone's going to get your rest, get healthy. You get to be saved the embarrassment of hobbling through the first 10 weeks of the season, everyone asking you questions about why you're no good anymore, how you should have ended, you know, blah, 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 like during the offseason. Let's bring you back for the postseason to make one more run. And then if that's the case, then I could see him going, all right, well, maybe if you believe this is best, I'll go do some wrestling stuff. I won't injure myself. Let's go to Dom. Dom, what's up, man? You're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I heard you mentioned earlier about, you know, that he may have signed some kind of TV contract. Remember that WWE has the films. So he really could easily just signed a WWE Films contract, and they could work it from there.
Such amazing films as The Marine 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I think they're like 14 right now or something. But I'll tell you this also, man, the whole after you're done, you know, I was just an Elks Club wrestler, but I'll tell you, at 2 years being out, I'm now that old guy in the ring jumping in after the show's going, come on, kid, let's wrestle. So you do miss it. You do miss whether it's football or the ring or whatever. There's always a chance to come back. He's still young.
He needs to stay out. I mean, it's funny.
Oh, health-wise? Yes, he does.
I was bummed, obviously, when he announced his retirement, because as a fan, you know, he was so exciting to watch. And even in this postseason, he was, I mean, it was.
His last catch of his career is what set up the only touchdown in the Super Bowl. Like, yep. that's the final catch of his career. So, yeah, he was still, on that drive, he was phenomenal.
But then there was a second part of how I was feeling, and that was, good for him, man. Good for him. I mean, you're already beaten up. Quality of life stuff. You felt good for him. Then he got excited, like, what's he going to do next? You know, this is a guy who obviously has a lot of things in front of him that he could definitely take on. You know, it's not like he's just going to disappear into nothingness. No. We're going to see Rob Gronkowski everywhere for a while.
He's not even 30 yet. Mm-hmm. He's made money, you know, maybe not as much as he wanted, but he's made money. He is, you know, leaving hopefully with his faculties. They won.
Yep.
Like, it's hard to make a case against walking away at this point in time.
Well, no commercials, just the headlines. And when we get back, we go back to the early days of Rob Gronkowski, when he was a regular guest of the TNR show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.